exciting and new. Come aboard. We've got Corona for you. Good luck. When you walk through the door, forget the gloves and the mask, 'cause we're leaving the shore. The crew boat will be making another run. You'll get it, so you might as well have some fun. Set a course for adventure, your mind's on a quarantine.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Welcome to This Week in the Stock Market, Monday. Tuesday. Which is why I asked Brad McDonald to call us, because this market, it's, I don't know if electrifying is the word, but it has had me in the clenches of its emotional fury today, because I've been watching. Brad, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, what a week. Well, what a last 2 weeks, huh?
When we spoke yesterday, and I saw the same estimate you did on the jobs number, and you saw that as a, you know, sign of that would... If it's good, maybe this will help stabilize things. The experts, again, not only underestimated the February jobs by almost 100,000, 98,000, what's a couple of thousand jobs between good friends. Then they went back and they reestimated January and December up. So the total number of jobs, including this month, was something like 370,000.
Yeah.
Over that three-month period, because they had to adjust up for all three
last
months.
Month, that's right.
And, yeah, that should have been exciting news. So then I go to see, look at the Dow, and I'm looking at 900 points down, and I'm thinking, this is nuts. We have 200 of these corona cases in the U.S., and the market and the fear is freezing things up. Although, and you, this is what I need to ask, as I watched it, towards the end of the day, it started to rally back, and at one point, it was only down 134. It finished down 250. I kind of like some insight on what brought it back and then what made it finish a little bit lower than its best point in the day.
Okay, so great. So first of all, let's just hit the jobs numbers really quick. It just goes to show where we were several weeks ago in terms of confidence. I mean, confidence was extremely high. The great news in the jobs numbers is civilian jobs. That was what drove it, okay? That's business startups. Mm-hmm. Really, really big deal there. I mean, I can't stress that enough. The other thing, average hourly earnings and wages rising again. Consumer has probably never been in this good a shape in years. I guess we would have to go back before the financial crisis to find the time. And so that's a really, really positive thing in and of itself, no doubt about it. I would have to say, though, I mean, yes, given this coronavirus fear and the scare and all that kind of stuff, we'll probably see March jobs not be so great. But this is going to pass, and when it does, you'll see everything swing back up to trend where we have been. Mm-hmm. I also want to say this. You know, yes, you're right. We saw a massive intraday swing. It was right there towards the close of the day. Humongous buying. This was obviously definitely institutional buying, mm-hmm. Stepping in a huge, huge swing within the Dow Jones Industrial Average as well as the S&P 500. I think what's going on is we're beginning to start to see valuations. It's extremely detailed, you know, complex to explain, but the bottom line is valuations on a number of companies are getting unbelievably cheap. And, you know, in fact, I mentioned yesterday, you know, you go through and look at various sectors, we're building portfolios around this big scare for when we pull out of it. You know, I think portfolio managers are looking at the same thing we're looking at. Some of these companies have gotten down to levels where you just, you cannot ignore it. You know, it's the levels where you just have to buy and ride through this. No one knows where the bottom is. That's impossible. Making a near-term bottom in a market is a process. It's not an event. You know, it's a process. And you can't time these things. But I will say, an interesting stat. Since 1930, the market, the U.S. stock market, is up 15,000%. 15,000% since 1930. If you missed the 10 best trading days in each one of those years, if you were out of the market and missed those 10 best days, then the total return is 90%. It goes from 15,000% to 90%. That just goes to show how important it is not to try to time. But let me say this, and I want to say preface my thoughts before I say, because I'm fixing to make a bold statement. And so everyone out there who's listening to me, don't do what I say unless you go get a risk profile assessment by someone. Certainly come in and visit us, and we'll do it for you. But we're compiling a portfolio, a special portfolio model, centered around nothing but this coronavirus and the damage that it's done to certain stocks. Mm-hmm. We're almost finished building that portfolio. Many of these companies are U.S. iconic names, big-time companies with tremendous balance sheets, really nice dividend yields. These are those moments in times that are kind of once in a lifetime type situations. We don't know when we're going to get the bottom, but we're going to wade into this portfolio over the next few weeks. I predict that in the coming weeks, probably by the time we get to somewhere around the end of May, 1st of June, all of this mess is going to be over. Not only that, but you're going to see massive federal stimulus as well as fiscal policy stimulus. They're going to fan the flames, and the economy is going to come roaring out of this. And by the time that happens, most of these names that have been beaten down, most of them 40 to 50% in the last month, okay? Mm. So by the time that happens, it's over. It's too late. You can't go back and buy them. And so if you're interested in something like that, give us a call. You can come in, visit with us. We want to assess your risk, make sure that you're a qualified candidate to participate in something like that. Certainly, if you're interested in other portfolio models or the traditional financial planning and all of those things, we welcome that also. But, you know, in the last month or so, we have been doing Zoom video calls to our clients, explaining what we see going on. We have been holding their hands and walking them through this. I challenge anyone out there, if you're not getting that kind of service, give us a call. We would love to welcome you to our firm and show you, you know, what we do and how we do it. So with that being said, I think Friday today, about 2-3 hours ago, a lot of portfolio managers are seeing the same stuff we're seeing, which is it makes you salivate at the valuations. They're really, really ridiculously cheap.
So do what the man says. The number is 387-0094, 387-0094. And, Brant, I appreciate you checking in with us today and for letting me vent a little bit earlier today, because I was watching this. I needed to talk to somebody, and you were there for me, and I appreciate that, just like you are for all your clients. You have a great weekend, and we'll see what Monday brings.
Yeah, you too, buddy, and look forward to it. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I've been so tied up in all of this market chaos, I forgot my most important job today, to beat you over the head with the time change.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. I know you can do it because you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back.
And I hate this time change.
It's the most ridiculous thing we do as adults.
I normally, twice a year. Right? Normally I wake up, Eddie, at like 9 o'clock in the morning because I get up at like 4:30. So now I get to wake him up at 8.
Because I'm usually up, I'm an insomniac, so I'm up at like 2 or 3 in the morning for a few hours and I go back to bed.
That's because I'm going to make a little on-the-spot psychoanalysis here.
Oh,
that's because
do.
You are so invested in what you do that you can't shut it off.
Well, that's true. I can't shut it off.
I mean, because you've got situations. You're trying to get people's houses seen and sold.
Yes, very true.
And you take that very seriously. I've watched it for several years now, so.
I go to bed sleeping or thinking about it, and I wake up thinking about it. Very true.
So, get the rest, because you do need it.
Yes, sir.
And I'll wake you up when you need to.
And you don't want to get the coronavirus. You know, the absurdity of all of this hit me today when I heard that Costco was shutting down their free samples.
Come on, man.
But I understand why.
That's kind of grimy in the first place.
Come on.
You said grays.
Yeah.
It is. I remember when I didn't have very much money.
Hey.
Saturday afternoons were a good date day at Costco, man.
Yeah. That's why. I don't like buffets for that very reason.
Mm-hmm. Golden Corral, man. That's a Corona city.
It didn't work out too well for the Piccadilly, did it, Rosie?
If you can survive a buffet.
Yeah. Oh, I loved Piccadilly. But I'm talking about where the people go by and they serve themselves. Everybody's touching the same spoon.
Mm.
It's called community.
Community ice cream is okay. That's it.
But we have 200 cases of this.
I know.
The best doctors say the mortality rate is 0.5% to 1%. That's in line with any flu. People who are vulnerable are going to
die.
Well, and those are the people they need to target.
And
exactly,
look, I don't want anybody to die.
Yeah. That's who they need to target.
And it happens every year.
It's only going to go up. If we're freaking out at 200 cases, you know, next week it might be 2,000.
That's why, and I hypothesized this with Brandt earlier, this came from China. The president has been tough on China, but the Bidens have been in their back pocket. That's
how long.
We hear about Burisma in Ukraine, but Little Hunter came back from a visit to China with a $1.5 billion hedge fund investment. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he made a nice, was able to buy a lot of coke and hookers with that.
Yeah.
And that's where my suspicions kick in, because if you're China and you've been screwing us for years and years and years with the trade deficit, who do you want in the White House? Somebody who's going to be tough on you, or somebody who doesn't even know what day of the week or city is in?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
Should we roll call today?
Yes. I think we should. You bet. It's Friday, man.
Dude, yesterday's was great. I almost sent you a thing that was like 9.9 and then emoji.
You guys sent him an emoji?
Yeah.
Oh, he would love that.
It was pretty good. And we haven't been able to do it because we've had so many political ads over the last several weeks that it's been tough to squeeze it in. The excitement, the electrifying stock market news.
Yes.
Was brought to you by Mr. Electric. We had them out to the house this week. We had a whole bunch of things that needed to be taken care of. And all of a sudden now, the old motion-activated lights, we had to replace those. We have them do it because if you're doing anything with electricity, you want a competent professional.
Yes, you do.
And Mr. Electric has master certified electricians. Do I have the guy's card on me still? Am I that bright that I remember? Hang on while I fish in my pocket.
It's David.
Fish.
I got it right
what
here.
You got? What you
David
got?
Hurley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
He was the electrician that came into the workforce this week. Came out and, you know, wrote everything up, did an estimate. We had phase one done. We paid the price that phase one, we were told it would cost. And I'm just thrilled. I mean, that's the thing. You know, no surprises, no games. Great work by the best professionals in that business. Call Mr. Electric at 245-1566 or visit Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com. Wonderful.
Hey, I don't know if this has been said, and this isn't the reason I called, but I'm sitting here in traffic at 231 and Highway 14. There's a bad accident, and traffic is backed up.
231 and 14. Okay.
Ambulance, a big, terribly smashed car, cops, and whatever. So it's a mess.
We'll get down to Wendell J. in the traffic dungeon.
Yeah, good. Listen, I have a question. I am not in a position lately to be able to listen to the radio very often. I help take care of my sick mother and, you know, jobs and just stuff. But can I ask a question about Pete Buttigieg?
Sure.
Yeah, what did you want to
ask? I thought about this after he dropped out, and I was glad he had dropped out. I'll just tell you.
You had no business running in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and I never heard anybody say anything about this. This is a homosexual man married to a man, and we as the United States deal with countries who, whether it's right or wrong or whatever, they don't accept homosexuality. How could a gay man be effective in world politics nowadays? Am I just backwards thinking?
No. This is not homophobia.
No, that's a good question.
The homophobic issue are the countries that aren't where we are at. I think this country, and stop it, Elizabeth Warren, with the misogyny, and that's why you didn't get it. You didn't get it because you're a crackpot.
Right.
You're impossible to listen to without your flesh crawling. That's why you didn't get it. That's why, what's her name? Frau Klo Blücher. And the others tried
to. My point, though, you know, do people really think that he would be an effective president of the United States nowadays?
In that part of the world, I doubt it.
That people that are going to vote for him are that delusional. Yeah, I can see that.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, we would have not only, you know, a homosexual president, but we would have a first man.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, what does the first man do? Go to these, you know, anyway, I don't know. It just dawned on me. I had not thought about that until after he dropped out. And I'm like, it wouldn't have worked anyway. We knew he wasn't going to make it, but. You know,
he runs a little college town in Indiana, not particularly well from what I read.
Right.
And then he's running for president. That's somebody that's got delusional issues. Mm-hmm. I think he was trying.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Yes. This is the I brought this up with Obama. He goes down to Africa and visits countries that don't even have indoor plumbing. And he's telling them they got to get on board with gay marriage. I think the priorities are a little skewed.
I'm with you on that.
Are speed cameras and red light cameras still legal?
The red light cameras are, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't pay them, they can't come after you.
I'll let you know.
I told you Eddie works hard.
I'll let you know.
All right. It's 4:20. We'll roll call in a bit.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Askew with Alabama News Network. The Selma to Montgomery pilgrimage reenactment ended today at the Montgomery Capitol steps. Marchers took the 54-mile trip that civil rights pioneers took more than 50 years ago in the fight for civil rights. Alabama has carried out the execution of a man convicted as an accomplice in the 2004 shooting deaths of three Birmingham police officers. Nathaniel Woods was put to death by lethal injection last night, despite his co-defendant asking for a delay, claiming Woods' innocence. The court had issued a temporary stay of execution yesterday evening, but then went ahead with the execution. Convicted Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith will be released on bond while he appeals his 2019 murder conviction. Smith was convicted last November of manslaughter and the death of Greg Gunn in 2016. Authorities say that Smith will have to wear a monitoring device on his ankle and cannot leave the state. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
On Sunday at 2 a.m., daylight saving time begins.
Daylight savings time is set to take place over the weekend.
Daylight saving time was first introduced to the British Parliament in the early 20th century.
I hate changing the clocks.
Daylight savings time?
I will never reset the time on my microwave. It's only 6 months.
Daylight saving time. It's the jet lag without the travel.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are putting together two or three really nice days in a row, and it's just what the doctor ordered. For tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Looks like a beautiful weekend forecast. High temperatures in the low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Abundant sunshine both days. We'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of showers late Monday. A better chance Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on I-85 northbound. This is going to be near exit 11 Chantilly Parkway. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We're already seeing slow traffic from Chantilly all the way back to Taylor Road. Taylor Road, extremely heavy traffic from Atlanta Highway all the way to Vaughan Road. Eastern Boulevard is heavy traffic. Also heavy traffic on East South Boulevard. We've got a lot of cars on the 31s outbound now. I-65 and 85, other than that accident out near Chantilly Parkway, are moving pretty well, but we've got moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery on 65 and 85. Don't forget, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed this afternoon. Dozier Road is flooded. People are taking the long way around. A lot of congestion at Redland Road on the Wetumpka Highway. It'll take a few minutes to get turned up there. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 a month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
There's a reason why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy has America's best dairy products.
We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources.
Those resources are cows. That's where milk comes from. At Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, our methods are tried and true.
Artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby. And then we take her milk that's intended for a calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Because it's so delicious.
I don't know what I'd be without it.
You'd have osteoporosis, probably, Joaquin.
We share the same love.
The love of farm fresh milk, butter, and cheese. Why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy?
Because he's an A-list Oscar-winning Hollywood celebrity and knows better than you. That's why.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, made with pretentiousness.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy. We artificially inseminate the cows so you don't have to.
And you know what? Nothing from
nothing leaves nothing.
Right on cue. It's the roll call.
Nothing from nothing.
You can't show your bosom for a field pop.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Where's the beef?
Nothing from nothing. Nothing.
Only $50.
You gotta have something.
Roy!
If you wanna be with me.
You are a meathead.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Total bumbling idiot.
Cause that's a
bunch of crap.
It's too cold for me.
Damn, you ignorant slut.
I'm not trying to be your
host. What's wrong with you?
Cause that mouse.
He's a tool.
It's too low to see.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is no cow.
Nothing from nothing leaves me.
Where the white women at?
And I'm not snuffing.
Oh, that's hot.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
All men and women created by you know the OTA.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Drive my hot pot.
You get a little tappity tap.
Oh, mama.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Nothing from nothing.
I look for sequential kinds of things if I can. I don't plan them ahead of time. You guys know that. You sit here, Rosie, you know that.
You have several in there.
And that first one even made Rosie go, hmm? And I was like,
It's called timing, Greg.
Oh, and gosh, Eddie, I'm sorry.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Look good today? I just
The only way you can get him quiet. Any other way, he wants to sell you a house or give you his phone number.
I'm trying to pick people up.
It works, I promise. You can manage me any day.
My next sweatshirt.
Oh, then the pens will work.
Try to match.
Let's see, it was on February 13th that Chuck Schumer put out a tweet saying, with President Trump publicly attacking a judge. He didn't attack a judge. He attacked a judge's decision. It is America. Yes, the president has the right to express his opinion. What you hate is that so many people happen to agree with him. Now would be the time for the Chief Justice to directly and specifically defend the independence of the federal judiciary. The Obama judges, they're about as independent. You know, they call him. How should I rule on this? You got to be kidding. I mean, there's no adherence to the Constitution.
They're still calling him.
And then Schumer comes out with his threat. It wasn't an attack. There was no decision made on anything yet.
Right.
He was trying to intimidate Gorsuch and
Kavanaugh
because there's a pending decision on an abortion case.
That's exactly right.
And there's a number of different opinions on this, including one that what he did was illegal, broke the law. Here's an opinion on a red light camera, not a legal one. By the way, if you do have a traffic situation, Branch Close is the lawyer, K-L-O-E-S-S. He's the guy that you would want to discuss those kinds of situations with. He's really, really good.
Good, good. Yeah, good. Appreciate that.
You got to write that down.
Well, believe me, she already has.
Without naming names,
one of our listeners says, I ran one about 5 years ago. I never paid it because it's run by a third party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. I think it's...
Oh, and I got a 9.924 on the roll call.
It was good. Told you it was good.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, man.
I don't want you to feel obligated.
Well, I just blowed smoke.
Oh, man, if it sucked, we'd tell you.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Cooter gave me a 9.975.
Wow.
We're getting close to the end of times here on the show because when I get that 10, it's the end of the world. It's the end of the show. It is 4:31. Was that a...
Traffic update.
Go ahead.
Okay. There was an accident reported at the exit 11, about 300 yards before you get to exit 11, northbound on 85.
That's now, Midline, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, now the traffic is backed up all the way to Taylor Road.
Oh, that is terrible.
That's because the brilliant planners of the River Region... for some reason thought, well, we don't need three lanes on 85 past Taylor Road.
Right.
Just stick with two. It'll just be fine.
If it makes you feel any better, folks, the planners here are no worse than the planners anywhere. I lived in South Florida, and they were always 10 years behind on anything that needed to be done.
Well, we just had that one on the boulevard where you can get onto 85 and head this way from up at the boulevard. It's horrible. They put up lights. It's made it a million times worse. I'm thinking, do these guys even drive that design this stuff? Have they ever been down this road?
I love when they put those concrete things in the road that are about 6 inches above the ground and nobody tells you anything about it.
Yeah.
You're driving and you see somebody try to switch lanes.
Yeah.
Oh, boom, boom, boom. Fireworks.
And there's also some confusion. If you're exiting southbound 85 at Eastern Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
one could get the impression that there's three left turn lanes there, but there are not.
Exactly.
There's two, but I've seen people.
Yeah, go three wide. That's right.
And I want to run right down the ramp back onto 85. Although I have found it much easier to get onto Carmichael Road because there's a red light now. If you're exiting 85, you got to stop.
Right.
And that at least gives, it's no longer this jockeying for position game. I'm amazed. I never had a fender bender in that area because when you have to depend on human kindness and consideration...
You're kind of stuck.
Uh-huh.
And that's
but mailboxes,
sad.
They are neutral.
I always let people in.
But when you're in your car, you have this sense of superiority. Like, you know, if you were face-to-face reactions, you would let somebody go in front of you. If you were face-to-face in line, please go ahead. But when
some
you're in your vehicle, you get that defensive mode. You're like, no, you know, I've seen people almost push somebody off the road just to not let them in.
Oh, I had that happen to me in the... Okay. Malfunction Junction up in Birmingham.
Well, Rosie, it's because you wouldn't get over. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you.
Oh, my goodness.
I was in the middle, and this guy was on the outside, and I was going forward, and he was going forward,
yeah.
and he was gonna hit me
yep.
if I did not stop.
Here is an interesting question to which America had, I think, an interesting response. Brace yourself. It's about the coronavirus.
I drink Bush Light.
When asked if people who had it, now there's less than 200 cases confirmed in America. If people who have it and are quarantined, should they have to wear ankle monitors?
Oh, yeah. Just like Britney Spears.
40% of Americans said yes.
Let me buy stock in the ankle monitor market right now.
Find out who makes them. Let's
right.
call brand. Let's make a killing, right?
Oh, my God.
We can make our own.
Exactly.
Crappy cell phone and a piece of string.
Are you familiar with Tito's vodka?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's I think it's low level.
Is that part of the Seth Spotlow experience?
Back in the day, it was.
Isn't that a Texas-made vodka, I think? They come out of Texas?
It sounds like it.
That's a
Tito.
There's
yeah,
a
Tito, man.
There's a. First of all, they put out a press release saying, yeah. "Don't use our vodka as a hand sanitizer."
Okay.
The alcohol isn't. The content isn't.
Again,
no, it's got to be 60%. Vodka's 40%.
Right, but if I'm Tito's, I'm telling you, use it all day long. You're only taking
bathe
my product. Right,
fill your bathtub.
Come on, where's your marketing, people?
It's 61%. What you talking about?
Right. It's only 40%, but if you use it twice, that's 80%.
I don't know. You know, y'all know I'm a recovering alcoholic, but I was not you know, in that time, I was not drinking because I had an acquired taste or could tell the difference from one vodka to another. But I do know this. If you drink enough of it, it'll be coming out your pores.
Yes.
And if you drink a flavored vodka to excess, you're going to smell like a lime for about 3 days.
Oh, wow.
No matter what you smell like a lime.
Oh, that makes me think of one of your LAS, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The one with you drinking the Baileys.
Oh, God.
That's worst, one of the worst.
Worst hangover in history. And that's because I was, I'll be honest, I was using the Bolivian marching powder.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Where's my Bolivian? There's the Bolivian marching powder.
Let me see that guy you said.
I ran out, and anybody that has done that knows that's a very miserable experience. And the only thing I had in the house was a bottle of Bailey's. And those who have been down this path know when you need a drink, you need that burn in your belly. Do not pass go. Do not dilute it with any sodas or mixers.
That's
just
right.
Burn the belly, please. I need that relief. Bailey's does not do that.
It's kind of like a Pepto-Bismol.
So I went from, you know, like a shot glass of Bailey's to a straw.
Oh, and it's thick, too.
And I drank the whole thing. Oh. I think I gained 6 pounds just from that.
Did it burn your belly, buddy? Because, woof, man.
Burned everything.
No, yes. What it did was it dehydrated me to the point where I felt like I had turned into chalk.
Oh, God.
That I could go to a blackboard with my index finger and write my name.
God.
It was horrible. We did a show on that once, the worst hangovers that people have ever had. Mm-hmm. Feel free to call in.
By the way,
otherwise, we'll be talking about the coronavirus.
Wiley Poundstone called in, and Tito's is made in Austin, Texas.
Texas, I thought so.
It's good liberal vodka. Don't buy it. Buy anything from Austin.
Lone Star beer, that's made in Texas. Ain't nothing liberal about Lone Star now.
Okay. Texas has areas of confusion.
Big areas of confusion.
Because a-holes that ruin California left because of their own voting records go to places like Austin, and let's do it here. It'll work here. That's insanity.
Well, another thing crazy about Texas, there's more tigers in the state of Texas than there are in the rest of the world.
That I did not know.
Yeah. Tigers?
Tigers. Because people can buy these large ranches. And for a while there in the 80s, tigers were pretty cheap.
Are you sure you're not talking about cougars?
No, tigers.
Oh, okay.
Tigers. Wow.
Speaking of cougars.
Feel free not to call and prove me wrong.
For the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, call Clark's 277-2125. Absolutely the best when it comes to experience, both heating, AC, and talented plumbers. They're all great, but the plumbers have not only amazed me, but they've entertained me and saved me a lot of money. Remember last year, lame ass story in the middle of a spot, I went to turn on the faucet in the garden tub and the handle just started spinning. The water was coming out. The handle came off and I'm thinking, okay.
Three Stooges moment.
I think I'll unopen the drain. I called 277-2125. A plumber was out there, shut the buffalo valve or whatever they call that out in front.
The buffalo valve.
And stopped it. And he's in the bathroom working, and so I stuck my head and said, how's it going? I said, what's it going to cost me to replace that fixture? He says, I just rebuilt it. No charge.
Yeah.
That's what you want, you know? And I so appreciate that level of skill. So what I thought was going to cost me hundreds of dollars ended up costing me just a fraction of that. They'll save you money, and they'll make sure your system, your heating and AC are running at peak efficiency, and they'll save you on your power bills as well. 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama, certification number 99004.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoo's, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on I-85 northbound. This is going to be near exit 11 Chantilly Parkway. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We're already seeing slow traffic from Chantilly all the way back to Taylor Road. Taylor Road, extremely heavy traffic from Atlanta Highway all the way to Vaughan Road. Eastern Boulevard is heavy traffic. Also heavy traffic on East South Boulevard. We've got a lot of cars on the 31s outbound now. I-65 and 85, other than that accident out near Chantilly Parkway, are moving pretty well, but we've got moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery on 65 and 85. Don't forget, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed this afternoon. Dozier Road is flooded. People are taking the long way around. A lot of congestion at Redland Road on the Wetumpka Highway. It'll take a few minutes to get turned up there. At Reinhart Used Car Supercenter, Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 a month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. I know you can do it because you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Quire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Quire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluquire.com today. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
84417.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more at slerodeo.com.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by Weed Man Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Convicted Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith will be released on bond while he appeals his 2019 murder conviction. A judge has ordered a $300,000 professionally secured bond. Smith was convicted last November of manslaughter and the death of Greg Gunn in 2016. Authorities say that Smith will have to wear a monitoring device on his ankle and cannot leave the state. Alabama has carried out the execution of a man convicted as an accomplice in the 2004 shooting deaths of three Birmingham police officers. Nathaniel Woods was put to death by lethal injection last night, despite his co-defendant asking for a delay, claiming Woods' innocence. The Selma to Montgomery Pilgrimage reenactment ended today at the Montgomery Capitol steps. Marchers took the 54-mile trip that civil rights pioneers took more than 50 years ago in the fight for civil rights. The journey started last Sunday. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are putting together two or three really nice days in a row, and it's just what the doctor ordered. For tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Looks like a beautiful weekend forecast. High temperatures in the low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Abundant sunshine both days. We'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of showers late Monday. A better chance Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caution, you may not like it, but give it a chance. I can only play this today.
Spring forward, gain an hour of sunlight, but lose some sleep. This Monday, when it's 8, it feels like 7 o'clock. My cell phone has the right time, but I need to change my stove and microwave. What does the clock say? What does the clock say? I want to keep sleeping in. I want to keep sleeping in. I want to keep sleeping in. What does the clock say?
Screw this daylight saving time. Screw this daylight saving time. Screw this daylight saving time.
What does the clock say?
So I'm looking at the numbers of deaths in the U.S. 2017. It takes them time to compile these numbers. And in that year, 647,000 people died of heart disease, almost 600,000 from cancer. Accidents, not just car wrecks, but accidents where people fall, break a hip, etc. 169,000. Chronic respiratory disease, 160,000. 146,000 died of stroke. 121,000 from Alzheimer's. 83,000 diabetes deaths. 55,000 from the flu and pneumonia. Unbelievably intentional or self-inflicted death. 47,000.
Wow, that's up there with pneumonia.
We have 200 cases, or whatever it is, of coronavirus, and it's not a new situation. These permeations or mutations, whatever they're called, occur and have been occurring for a long time. Go back or Google H1N1 from 2009. 1.6 million cases in the U.S. and nobody said boo until we had a million infected with it.
Whoa Health.
Yeah. What about SARS?
SARS, yeah, but I've never seen anything approaching the mania on this, and I give full credit to the media because
Absolutely.
They're trying to make it.
Yeah.
It was. The New York Times said, call it the Trump virus. Really, it came from
That's
China.
That's what I mean. They're just slowly escalating all these things.
They're such hateful assholes, yeah. Just like Chuck Schumer.
Schmooma. Yeah.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, you're going to pay the price. You know, he's
not
threatened.
A threat.
That it sure sounded like it to me.
None of it's going to work.
And I'll tell you what, there's more than one person that has speculated that Schumer is signaling Antifa, you know, the thugs, the ones that want to go out there in their little costumes with their billy clubs and start beating people anonymously. You'll agree with me or else.
I wish they would have a rally here. We could really help them out.
We could really.
You sound like a redneck.
I'm just saying.
We're going to help you off the end of this show.
We really help you all out.
First Tea Party rally, April 15th, 2009. Yes. At the courthouse steps downtown.
You were down there, were you?
I spoke. Mm-hmm. It was packed, but we had heard rumors the day before. In fact, they had been called in that counter-protesters were planning on showing up. So we've got everything set up. And, oh, I don't know, it was about 20 minutes before the rally was to start. The thunder of motorcycles. They created a perimeter around the event. And just stand on their bikes. They don't go looking to start trouble. You would be out of your mind to picket with them, but that was not only a great feeling, but I was absolutely certain there would be no trouble.
Oh, no, they wanted their presence known, and that's great.
You know me, I'm pretty humble.
I can't believe that button is not broken.
I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah, great job.
Because I was talking about coming to Montgomery and learning we had a 10% sales tax here.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that. And I said, you're supposed to tithe Jesus, not the government. And that got a good reaction from the crowd. Yeah. I also said the torch has been passed to a new generation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... You know the thing.
You know. At least you didn't say, and all that crap.
You know the thing. He turned it into Bill Cosby.
It is 4:52.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Report.
Another volatile day of trading on Wall Street amid coronavirus fears, with the major averages falling but closing off session lows and actually eking out small gains for the week. The Dow falling 256 points, the Nasdaq down 163, S&P 500 down 52. And McDonald's will be canceling its in-person worldwide convention in Orlando, Florida, starting on April the 20th in favor of a digital worldwide event due to concerns over the coronavirus outbreak. And hand sanitizer and face masks are high on the list of products Americans have been stocking up on amid the outbreak, but there's another less obvious top seller, that being oat milk. Demand for the plant-based dairy alternative surging in late February, according to Nielsen, in fact, outpacing hand sanitizer. The surge in demand could be because oat milk has a longer shelf life than cow's milk. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Three Barsky, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
4:56, Fox News coming up.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Some slow traffic out of the merge downtown on 85 northbound. And it's going to get worse for you folks traveling 85 northbound. We have what authorities are calling a moderate accident at Chantilly Parkway. This is on I-85 right at Chantilly. Traffic is already backed up past Taylor Road to Bell Road and backing up. It's going to take you a few minutes to get through there, so please be patient. The Boulevard, East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, heavy traffic. Heavy traffic on the Atlanta Highway outbound. Taylor Road is swamped. We have another accident in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 231 and 14. This has got traffic backed up on 14, 231 in both directions. It is a mess at that intersection. It's going to take you a few minutes there to get through as well. Use caution. Buckle up. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to centralalabamaworks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we're talking about healthcare and the coronavirus. I mean, that's really, that's what the media is doing.
Yes.
Why we have a coronavirus task force briefing. Mike Pence is amazing. But here is what Trump's likely opponent, Joe Biden, touting his public-private insurance proposal. Well, Joe, how did the public-private thing work out with Obamacare? Mm-hmm. Most of the 57 states only have one choice, and it's a lot more expensive than you said it would be. This is what he told supporters. His goal is to make sure health care is not about quality, but only affordable. So in other words, if you can go see the witch doctor down the street with a grass skirt and have him, you know, sacrifice a chicken in your... in the name of your good health, you'll be just fine. Then he said, for folks in the working class, whatever that is, they will, in fact, will increase their premiums. The public option will be available in my plan. We'll make sure it's not quality. We'll make sure it's only affordable.
Now, why would anybody in their right mind want that?
Well, that's just it. It's a mental illness.
I feel like he didn't finish his sentence.
There's nothing liberal about liberals in America. They're not about they're not about freedom. Liberal means freeing, liberate. We liberated Europe.
Yes.
They got their lives back, their lifestyles. They got to rebuild. We helped them rebuild with the Marshall Plan. And the only people we, had to put the foot down on was Germany to make sure that they didn't do it again. But the whole idea was freedom. Today's liberals, they want the government up your ass from sunrise to sunset and while you're dreaming at night. And they think they know better than you. That is not, in my opinion, liberal in any way, shape, or form. That is